This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
Who doesn't love weddings, right? Even people who are like, I have to go to a wedding. You still kind of like parts of weddings. You get to dance,
sure.
Open bar usually, so halfway decent food, and people get to dress up. People like to dress up. Well, there is a trend coming to the wedding world when everything is getting bigger. Weddings, according to experts, are getting smaller. Okay, here is an expert weighing in on something called micro weddings.
Micro weddings are going to be more popular than traditional weddings soon. So this trend has been around forever, but it really took off during the pandemic when people were trying to limit the number of people at social events. People debate exactly how many people constitute a micro wedding, but it's usually less than 50 guests. And micro weddings can have the same features as a larger wedding, but everything would be scaled down to appropriately fit the number of guests you're having. To support my point, I want to show you the average number of wedding guests over the past few years. In 2014, the average wedding size was 136. In 2019, that drops down to 131.
Okay, so they are getting smaller, but
in 2022, the average wedding guest size was 117. Trend is showing that the wedding guest list is getting smaller each year. Obviously, prices across the wedding industry have increased substantially over the past few years. So it makes sense that people are opting for smaller weddings.
I mean, I think it sounds like a pretty good idea. I mean, we had about 75 people at our wedding.
You had more than that.
No, it was about 75.
Really?
We invited a lot, but a lot of people, we knew a lot of people weren't going to come because they would have to travel.
It felt like there were more people there. Maybe that just means
we had a great wedding.
We had a great wedding.
We had a great wedding. But I mean, keeping the price low, keeping the guest list low, you can spend more time with your guests when there's less people.
So there are pluses and minuses to micro weddings. My husband and I had truly a micro wedding.
How many people were your wedding?
20.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was it having a micro wedding?
The wedding itself, as somebody who's had two weddings, was so much more special.
Oh.
Because, like, you are only getting married in front of people that truly love you and you love them.
Okay, oh. So you support this micro.
Hold on.
Okay.
But the reception sucked.
What?
Sucked real bad. So boring. Insane. Like, so boring.
See, my reception would be heck a fire.
Well, I don't think you would ever have a micro wedding.
No, it would be big and extravagant, okay?
Right. Well,
and then they have to dress as a theme.
But oh, okay. Ow. Okay, so what you want is the opposite of a micro wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I want a molten lava cake, but like for my wedding cake.
You want a molten lava wedding cake?
Yeah, it's going to be three tiers. Just imagine us cutting the first slice and then oozing chocolate, milk chocolate.
That sounds
goodness.
It's like such a mess.
How many people do you think you would want at your wedding?
Probably like 150.
150? Okay.
Yeah. Is that a lot?
That's a lot. I would think that's
I'm shocked it's that low.
I need a flower girl and then a flower boy.
A flower boy? You mean a ring bearer?
No, it's going to be a flower boy where it's like one of my friends.
Okay, where he wears
it's
a fanny pack.
It's the new age of weddings.
Where he does a fanny pack and then he throws the
yes!
Ball. Okay.
You know about it. The
Gavin
dancing's going to be a must.
Do you picture Gavin and I in your wedding?
Absolutely, yeah.
You do?
I wouldn't be in the wedding, but as a guest.
No, I said, would we be in your wedding?
Oh, no. Sorry, no.
We don't get to be in your wedding.
I have friends.
Not better.
Like us.
No, you guys can come to the wedding and enjoy my beautiful reception, but not as my groomsman, groomslady.
Are you kidding?
That is so...
Don't be offended. It's more work to be part of my entourage than be a guest. I will make you guys work.
We are your family.
I know.
But not good enough to be in your wedding?
My mom's not even going to be in the...
Moms aren't in wedding parties.
That's normal.
What?
Your best friends are in your wedding parties. What position do you want? You want to be maid of honor?
No, you can't.
No, I do. I want to stand on the groom's side in like a sexy lady tuxedo.
Oh. Okay. You know what? I'll be the flower boy.
Oh,
yeah. It's already reserved for my friend.
Which friend?
Who?
Don't worry about it.
You're... terrible.
Yeah. How am I terrible? It's my wedding.
Imagine if Gavin or I got married and you didn't get to be in the wedding.
I didn't.
Wow. We didn't know you.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
I hope you do have a micro wedding.
And you were wildly underage when we got married.
So?
That would have been so strange.
Could have been a flower boy.
A young Asian boy up off the streets and be like, come be in our wedding, kids. Someday this will make sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.